This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. On the Northern Front Range, red flag warnings for high fire danger have expired tonight. At the same time, Xcel Energy now says it shut off power to about 18,000 customers on the Front Range today. The outages are part of the utility's public safety power shutdown program to reduce wildfire risk. About 1,500 homes in Boulder also lost power due to downed power lines. Xcel says the power was quickly restored there this morning, and it plans to restore power to all affected customers tonight. Flu cases remain high in the state, with about 400 people now hospitalized. That is a drop of nearly 350 from last week. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Stephanie Malterich of Boulder caught a bad case at Christmas, causing a rough cough that lasted days. She went to urgent care once and the emergency room three times, complicating things. She was in the late stages of pregnancy. She delivered a healthy baby girl last week.
Lou, I was very stressed about kind of going into labor because I still wasn't feeling great. But yeah, our first kid, and she's doing great. She's doing better than me, so.
She did get a flu shot this year, which doctors say can help prevent an illness from getting bad enough to require hospitalization. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In southern Colorado, the chairlift at Kuchara Mountain Park is set to carry skiers and snowboarders again. Volunteers worked for years to get the abandoned lift up and running and certified by the state. Now, the small ski area at the Huerfano County-owned park is set to open tomorrow. This is CPR News.